Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Engineers India Limited Q3 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by DAM Capital Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Bhoomika Nair from DAM Capital Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thanks, Rujita. A warm welcome to everyone on the 3Q FY25 earnings call of Engineers India. We have the management today being represented by Mr. Sanjay Jindal, Director of Finance, Mr. Suvendu Padhi, Company Secretary and Investor Relations, Mr. R.P. Batra, Executive Director of Finance and Accounts and Investor Relations, Mr. Amanpreet Singh Chopra, Senior General Manager, CMD Office and IR, Mr. Vivek Midha, Senior General Manager, Marketing, Business Development, and Investor Relations, and Ms. Neha Narula, Senior Manager, Company Secretaries and IR. At this point, I'll hand over the floor to Mr. Jindal for his initial remarks, post which we'll open up the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Ms. Bhoomika. Good evening, everybody. A warm welcome to EIL's earnings call of Q3 of financial year 2024-25. We have declared results of quarter and 9 months ended December 24 on 10/30/25. As regards to financial performance for the 3 months ended December 24, the company has registered turnover of rupees 750 crore, which is rupees 676 crore during second quarter of the financial year 2024-25, showing an increase of 11% in turnover. Turnover from the consultancy and engineering segment stood at 407 crore, and from turnkey segment at rupees 343 crore. Other income during current quarter ended December 24 is 37 crore, as compared to 53 crore during the second quarter of current financial year. During the current quarter, the company has recorded profit before tax of rupees 118 crore and PAT of rupees 88 crore in comparison to rupees 100 crore and 79 crore, respectively, during the second quarter of the current financial year, showing an increase of 18% in PBT and 11% in PAT. Further, profit from operation for this quarter ended December 24 is 81 crore, which is 47 crore during the second quarter of the financial year 2024-25, showing an increase of 72%. This resulted in operating margin increase to 11% in December 24 quarter from 7% in September 24 quarter. In addition to above, EBITDA for the quarter December ended is rupees 128 crore, which is 110 crore during the quarter ended September 24, showing an increase of 16%. Notably, EPS for the quarter ended December 24 is rupees 1.57, which is September quarter 24 is 1.41. On consolidated basis, profit after tax for the quarter ended December 24 is rupees 109 crore, which is 100 crore during the second quarter ended September 24 of the financial year 2024-25, showing an increase of 9%. The company has all-time high order book of rupees 11,353 crore, comprising under consultancy segment of 5,554 crore and under LSTK segment of rupees 5,799 crore as of 31st December 2024. Thank you. Thank you, Bhoomika.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. The first question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. My first question is on the what is the status of the IOCL tender where we were L1? Can we expect the finalization of the tender in the coming months?
Just to price you. Which tender are you talking about?
After IOCL, I think one of the tenders we were L1, right? Last quarter we announced we I think we mentioned we are L1 in IOCL tenders. Panipat, Paradip.
Yeah, Paradip petrochemical complex. We are L1. One of the projects is basically they had the two projects. One is the Paradip PMC-1 package, another is package number 2. In package number 2 and 1, both of them we are L1. The PM package 1 has been awarded to us recently. I think last week it has been awarded to us. And package number 2 is expected to be awarded in the next couple of weeks.
Understood, sir.
So the result will be reflected in the next, it's basically the next quarter, basically ending of this quarter. You will get the results of that.
That's very helpful, sir. Second, sir, has the BPCF floated a tender for his consultancy tender for his new refinery in Andhra Pradesh? Is there any progress out there?
Tender, I think it's not been floated as of now.
So you can expect in the coming quarter, right?
It may come. Initially, it will be initial studies, pre-project activities, and all those things activities will be there. Later on, it could be the major tender will come, but not in this quarter itself. It should come somewhere in the next financial year or towards the end of this quarter.
Understood, sir. My last question is, how is the work on CPCL progressing? How are you booking revenues as of now? And we expect the revenue booking to pick up in next fiscal year?
CPCL. CPCL, which project you are talking about?
CPCL Nagapattinam? Expansion?
I think the project is kind of on hold because of the land issues. So we are yet to hear from them for the decision on the project from the IOCL side to CPCL side.
Awesome. Okay, understood, sir. Thank you and all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Nishit Master from Axis Securities. Please go ahead.
Well, thank you for taking this question and congratulations on a good set of number. So just needed one clarification. There is a order which we've got, which is development of IIT Jammu Phase B. It's on a depository basis. Now, if you could just explain the difference between LSTK and depository basis, you know, it would be helpful.
There is no difference in the depository and LSTK. It's almost the same philosophy.
Almost the same philosophy, right? And the margin profile also would be similar.
Almost similar, yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Manish Oswal from Nirmal Bang Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I have a couple of questions on the company's performance. First question on the order inflow which we have received during the 9 months is close to 7,000 crores compared to so which is almost 130% growth compared to 9 month period of last year. So first is the current order inflow which we are getting. What is the margin profile on that? Can you explain? Because if I look at our mix of consultancy versus turnkey compared to December 23, that has changed from 59% to 49% in terms of consultancy. A turnkey moved from 41 to 51. So that has implication to the blended margin profile of the company. So can you guide us what is the sustainable margin turnkey projects for our existing order book and the consultancy margin so that we can figure out blended margin look like for the current order book?
Segment profit? I think you are talking about the segment profit in the EPCM job and LSTK project. In the EPCM job, we are having a segment profit of around 20%, and in the LSTK jobs, our segment profit is around 5-6%.
And the current order book, what is the margin profile of the blended margin profile order books? Current order book, 11,352 crores.
At this moment, our current order book is 11,350 crores, and we have turnkey business of 5,800 crores, and balance is consultancy job.
And what is the time frame of executing this order book?
Timeline? You are asking timeline?
Yes, sir. Timeline of executing this current order book of 11,352.
These projects are bigger in size. Generally, they are being executed in 3 to 4 years. Unless until there is some short job, which may be completed in 1 year or so. Generally, bigger projects are completed 3 to 4 years.
And the kind of growth we have shown the current year in terms of order inflow, can we sustain this kind of growth in the coming period?
Yeah, definitely we are sure. We are targeting all the projects which are coming in India, and we are very sure we will be technical consultant of all the clients, favorite consultant of all the clients in future also.
Okay, sir. I have only one request. I was trying for the meeting from the CFO office, but still I'm not getting the response. So I request you to please refer to our mail so that we can understand the business much more detail and advise our client investors accordingly. Thank you.
All right. Okay,
we'll
confirm that.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Ishita Lodha from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. My question is with respect to the previous participant's question with respect to the L1 package. So, can you quantify the second pack, the quantum of that order of the second package?
Listen, the package, the PMC2 is expected to be around 700 crores.
Okay. And sir, in the previous conference call, you had said that the order book in consultancy segment is expected to reach about 8,000 to 8,500 crores. So can you explain like the pipeline we have in consultancy, what kind of orders are we
expecting? Order book has already reached 11,000 crores.
I'm talking about consultancy order book. So consultancy order book is currently 5,500 crores.
Order book would be with respect to the various upcoming orders, you must have seen that this IOCL is going to be added in this financial year. Then we are bidding for a few more projects in the petrochemical segment. Let's hope for the best that next year we should be realizing those. There are various proposals are in competitive mode and we are bidding for it. So they are in the pipeline. So we anticipate those things to be realized soon. Apart from that, infrastructure is another segment which we have done wonderfully. So we are likely to get some opportunities right there too. You must have seen the infrastructure has grown from earlier 25% to 44% in this segment. So we are getting a lot of assignments in the infrastructure segment also. So all the segments will be contributing in this in ED reports.
Okay. And in this quarter, we had reported an improvement in consultancy EBIT margins. So is this linked to the stage of execution of a particular project? Is there any one-off in this margin? Because we have been guiding for only 20% of a sustainable margin. So if you can throw some more light on this, would be helpful.
Madam, this quarter margin is from the routine business of EIL. As you know, EIL revenue is coming from the implementation of the project, which is cyclic in nature. This may be more in this quarter and this may be less in next quarter because it is always cyclic in nature. And increase in this quarter is only due to increase in normal business only. From the implementation of project only. There is no one-time item is included.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question now. The next question is from the line of Sanjay Shah from Pranishta. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I just wanted to check on what are the opportunities beyond, I mean, we are predominantly a hydrocarbon focused company. So are there opportunities beyond some of the conventional sectors into the new age sectors, be it nuclear or some of the others? I know you mentioned about nuclear as an opportunity in the past, but just wanted to try and see if there are opportunities opening up in the new age space.
The opportunities are there, definitely. It's not only in the hydrocarbon sector. You know that we are focusing outside the hydrocarbon also, which includes the infrastructure, which includes the sunrise sectors, which includes the sectors like metallurgy and non-ferrous metallurgy. We have been doing various projects in now the steel sector. We have got various assignments. We have basically made the entry into the steel segment and doing a lot of engineering assignments out there. At the same time, we are again working for the non-ferrous metallurgy segment like smelter and alumina refinery projects. We are targeting them and we are getting few assignments there. So this is one of the segments. Then we have the segments like coal gasification. We are bidding for the upcoming coal gasification projects wherein the government has given approved the incentives for the upcoming coal gasification projects, which are there on the anvil. So we'll be targeting those. We are also working on the green hydrogen and green ammonia segment. We're already doing few projects with NTPC. And then we'll be having the later implementation of those projects in the times to come. We are working with NTPC on the engineering assignments, which is purely a power sector. We are doing various structural stability studies for them. Similar kind of assignments are expected to come in times to come. At the same time, we are there in the infrastructure. Infrastructure we have been doing pretty well. We have been doing with the data centers. We are doing for the basically institutional campus. We are working the projects on OBE basis. In fact, we have started working projects on OBE basis as well as on the depository basis in the infrastructure segment. So all these segments are beyond the hydrocarbon and we are contributing significantly, will be contributing significantly in our business apart from the oil and gas. But oil and gas is going to be the main market for us for business. So we are not relying only on the oil and gas. We are also working on the other segments.
Thank you. That's really useful to know. And in light of this, do you have some kind of a 2-year or a 3-year or a 3 to 5 year growth map in terms of how much growth should as an investor we expect going ahead, just given your order book and the kind of visibility that you have in the pipeline?
You must have seen the order book right now. It's 11,000 crore. At least we are trying to sustain that much order book and will be at least increasing that order book. So that is a significant growth in last couple of years. We have been working for last 3-4 years consistently. Management has put in a lot of focus on the new sectors, new areas, improvement of efficiency of the working productivity of the employees. All these segments we have been focusing not only on the business, all the fronts, new technology initiatives, visibility of company as a brand in the market. You see that today EL is visible everywhere on the maybe intranet or maybe internet or on the social media. Everywhere it's similar. So brand improvement is also there. At the same time, we're working on the efficiency of our services and targeting the new projects. We are very much competitive. We are bidding despite facing various challenges being a government of India company, but still we are getting the jobs on competition basis and very successfully getting those assignments. So those endeavors are there from all sides. So let's hope for the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Arvind Joshi from Bachelor Advisory. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Can you give us some updates on the West Coast refinery, the progress, if any?
West Coast refinery, we do not know the future of it because we have been hearing, like it's always published in the paper, that it may not come.
They might decide to go for two refineries at two different locations. So we don't see any future at this point of time for this refinery. It's all government decisions and political decisions. When it is taken, we'll get to know.
Okay. And sir, any visibility on the new 2G ethanol plants and CBG plants that are there in the pipeline for us?
Primarily, we are targeting the oil and gas projects. CBG plants are also in the inbuilt. We are looking for it, and we are doing some internal studies also on the CBG plants. So we're not clear at this point of time how many projects we are going to be having those in our kitty. We are targeting those, and let's see what we do in the CBG.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Bhumika Nair from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. So just wanted to understand, you know, while we are L1 in the IOCL, but, you know, other petchem projects which are there in the pipeline, whether be it in terms of other IOCL projects or BPHP, if or any others, if you can give some color on what is the refining capacity expansion planned by all the OMCs, where they could possibly you know, be some opportunities for us to look at, both in terms of refineries as also in terms of petchem.
In terms of you know, that in terms of the petchem, this Paradeep cracker is expected to come, for which the phase one has been awarded to us. So PMC one has been awarded to us, and PMC two is likely to be awarded this month itself. That's the major, one of the major projects which is coming on the frame. Then you must have heard about the PPCL's upcoming petrochemical complex in Andhra Pradesh, wherein the work has initial work, and they have allocated some 5,000 crores for their initial pre-project activities. So that project is also on the anvil for the next year. There are a few studies which are already in place, which we are carrying out. These are for oil to chemical projects. One of them is for the private sector, and two or three is for the government sector at various areas, depending on how feasible these projects are. If they are viable, then they would be coming in the shorter term period, because the feasibility studies are about to be completed, and next couple of months they will be taking the decision. So let's hope for the best. These projects are there. There are four or five such kind of projects, and studies are on. At least two or three should realize, and two or three should be materialized in the times to come, in a year's time. So those could be some of the projects. There are certain refinery expansions. Existing refineries are also thinking of expanding, like Bina Refinery has plans for expansion. Kochi refineries also have certain plans for expansion. So let's hope for the best. These are there in the initial stages. So in times to come, they will be converted into the major projects as their boards clear.
Okay. But any kind of, you know, if not in terms of rupees crore, in terms of, you know, possible refinery expansions, where conversation is ongoing, which you think where ordering can possibly happen over the next 2 years. If you can talk about, you know, in terms of the capacity increase in terms of refinery or in terms of petchem.
So there are two refineries who are thinking of expanding, thinking of going for the expansion in the time to come. So that would definitely happen within 1 year time.
Okay.
The Bina refinery and the Kochi refinery, both of them would be expanding. And there are news, basically chatters are there in the news also that these are getting expanded. Apart from that, I told you that petchem complex is going to be there. It's a base, it's a grassroots complex. So that would be integrating the refinery as well as the petrochemical complex within the plant itself in Andhra Pradesh. So despite that, apart from that, oil chemical projects are there. So those are also the refinery and petrochemical complexes. As such, alone the refining capacity additions would be limited.
Okay. And on petchem side, I mean, apart from the BPCL and the IOCL one?
The projects would be integrated with the refinery, and those would be the petrochemical complexes integrated with the refinery, apart from the, in addition to the oil and gas, so basically oil to chemical complexes.
Okay.
Wherein the refinery and petrochemical are all together, within the one project. But focus of that plant is on the petchem. Its maximum output is petchem, but refinery is also there. So they will not be focusing on the transportation fuel, more on the petchem side.
Sure. The other aspect is on the international business. We had put up our offices in Abu Dhabi, etc. We've seen the order intake, you know, for the last 2 years been in that 500-600 crore range, also in the same kind of broad range for the current year as well. You know, how do you see that scaling up? What is the pipeline like? Any, you know, large orders, you know, government to government, Exim Bank related, anything which can possibly come up, anything in the pipeline that you can talk about out there?
With respect to government, there are very limited number of, we don't see any major discussions happening because the only one major investment by government of India in Mongolia. Thereafter, we have not seen any major investment by government of India in any of the countries with respect to the oil and gas segment or any other major segment. But definitely, with respect to the overseas business, like our Abu Dhabi office is doing pretty well. They are doing a lot of assignments, engineering assignments. They have been getting a lot of projects, engineering mid-sized consultancy projects from the ADNOC group of companies in the offshore segment, in the onshore oil and gas segment, in the refinery and petrochemical segment. So that office is doing pretty well, and they are expected to grow well next year also, because we are putting a lot of focus and a lot of emphasis on this. We are increasing the manpower. So all focus is there. Apart from that, so we are anticipating some of the some minor projects may also come from the existing in the existing Nigeria segment, wherein the they might be going for certain ones. The existing client might go for the modification in the plant. They would be adding few of the units there. So we have been talking to them. So some projects will come from there too. We are also doing one petchem complex. So it's phase two, basically the implementation phase may come by the end of this year. So let us see. A lot of projects are there. We are bidding for various consultancy assignments in Algeria quite aggressively. So some of the assignments are also expected to become. We have one few smaller consultancy assignments in Algeria as of now, but we are anticipating more assignments from them. So these are some of the segments we are going for a targeted approach. In Middle East also, Kuwait, we have been doing well. We have got various assignments from the KNPC and the other oil companies there. So Bahrain is our consistent business. Bahrain is giving our consistent business to us. We have running agreements with them, with the major oil refinery there. We get a lot of engineering assignments. Though as the variant, we can sustain them. The smaller engineering assignments, but we are in continuously in getting business from all these companies. So the focus is there, definitely on the Middle East too.
Okay. So, I mean, in effect, what I'm trying to ask is, you know, the consultancy part of it, if you see, there has been a significant improvement in the order inflows in the current year. We are already at 3,000 crores plus. We'll get some more orders in the fourth quarter. Can this run rate of, you know, 4,000-5,000 crores of consultancy order intake be maintained, you know, given the pipeline that you're seeing for the next 1 or 2 years?
Yes. It's not difficult to get that, because to maintain the similar kind of what we have today, should be able to achieve the same kind of business next year too, with the kind of focus we have shifted and the efforts we are making. We should be able to get.
Okay. So lastly, just one thing on, you know, the NRL investment we're doing, their expanding capacity. Now, as of date, what is our total investment in NRL and what will be the likely increase that we will do because of their capital requirements?
We had made 700 plus 135 with the additional investment. Out of that, we have paid, I think, 100 crore we have already paid there. So, balance is around 34, 35 crore depending.
So, 700 plus 135, 835 crores will be a total investment in NRL.
Yes.
Okay. And so far we've done some 800 odd crores, so 35 crores is pending.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Durshil Dhiren Zaveri from Canara Robeco. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for the opportunity. My question is on consultancy execution. So what kind of revenue can we expect over FY26-27 given the strong order book that we are sitting on?
There will be definitely growth in the next financial year, and we are expecting some big order during the current financial year and next financial year. Over a period of time, definitely there will be growth.
Yes, I understand, but if you can give us some directional, how much execution improvement are you expecting next year over what we have seen in the current year?
Normally, bigger projects around 36 to 40 months. So during the first year, the revenue recognition is around 5 to 7%. And in the second and third year, the revenue recognition is around 35%. So going forward in the financial year 26-27, there will be a substantial increase in the turnover. We are expecting an increase in the turnover.
Got it, sir. And just one last one, this overseas big project that I think we had talked about earlier on the consultancy side again, I think this was Dangote. Is there any update on the expansion project and the status of us getting the order here?
Dangote is now, they're not anticipating any major expansions at this point of time, because at this point of time, they're focusing on stabilizing the refinery and increasing their production, because it's running at the lesser capacity because of they had certain crude shortages within the country itself. So they are trying and stabilize that refinery. Thereafter, in years' time, they will be going for a lot of modifications in the existing plant, like they would be adding certain units and trying to improve the product quality and all those kind of revamps as well as modernizations to come. In years' time, they might go for the petchem. They have certain petchem projects on the anvil, but not in this financial year, probably by the end of next financial year, as soon as the refinery stabilizes and they have the financial condition to meet, to invest those projects, so they would definitely go for it. We have recently visited and met them, and they have shown certain interest in that. So let's hope for the best. As soon as the refinery gets stabilized, we'll have more opportunities like this.
Got it. So no other large order in the international, in the consultancy side that we are expecting, right?
No, it's there in the Abu Dhabi segment. We are bidding for it. It's a fairly large segment, so it's 30, 40 crores, 50 crores of work of business is there. So many projects which we are targeting, it's mostly the feed, PPCM, DMC projects are there. We are bidding for them, and those would be coming.
Got it. So what kind of order inflow from international and consultancy can we expect? I mean, ballpark, I'm just asking.
Around 40, 50 crores each. So there will be many such projects accumulated, many such projects. It will be mid-sized projects, totally accumulated, and they add to the good business for years. Apart from that, there are certain projects, major projects are also, PPCM projects are also in the bidding phase. Let's hope for the best, because there's a lot of competition in that segment. We are trying for that. So we'll try and get those assignments. They are larger in size.
Sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Varun Gupta from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I just need one clarity. Correct me if I'm wrong, earlier in your previous phone calls, you had mentioned that for FY25, we are looking to do a turnover of around 3,500 crores. Given how we have performed in the first 9 months, are we likely to maintain that guidance, or will there be any revision to that number?
At this moment, we are working with our clients for some change orders. And till the time such change order is finalized, we are expecting to be remain same building turnover of the last year, around 3,200 or 2050. And in case we are able to finalize our current order, then definitely we are going to hit the figure of 35.
Okay, got it, sir. That's all from my side.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask a question, please press star and one. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Bhoomika Nair from DAM Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
So just one small bookkeeping question on what is the cash on books right now at the end of 3Q?
Cash, cash.
Cash is around 100 crore.
Okay, sir. Okay, okay, understood. Fair point, sir. I think there are no more questions in the queue. Thank all the participants and particularly to the management for giving us an opportunity to host the call. Really appreciate it, sir, and I wish you all the very best. Thank you very much.
Okay, Bhoomika, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of DAM Capital Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.